It's Wednesday, January 13th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The strictest anti-conversion law in India went into effect in the state of Madhya Pradesh this month. At least 9 other states in India have passed similar legislation. However, the new law in Madhya Pradesh allows police to arrest people without a warrant and hold them without bail, with the suspect having to prove their innocence. Such laws in India are used to target Christians who evangelize or distribute aid. Matthew 10, verse 32 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." The U.S. put Cuba back on its list of state sponsors of terrorism this week. The communist regime joined Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Countries on the list are exposed to a range of sanctions. Last month, the U.S. pulled Sudan Africa off the list after the country normalized ties with Israel. The Canadian government is shutting down a hospice in British Columbia for refusing to participate in euthanasia. Delta Hospice Society announced last week that the health authority plans to evict them and expropriate about $15 million of their assets simply for refusing to kill their patients. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a free speech case involving a Christian student named Chike Uzwekabonam and Georgia Gwinnett College. In 2016, Uzwekabonam was distributing Christian pamphlets when campus police told him he could not do so unless he was in a, quote, free speech zone, end quote. Even after Uzwekabonam complied, police told him he had to stop. The student said, quote, "College officials did not really care about where I was standing. They just did not like what I was saying. So they invoked these policies to silence me," end quote. After Uzwekabonam began a lawsuit, the college changed their policies, but he's continuing his case to hold colleges accountable. A study by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education found that over 85% of American universities restrict free speech in some way. Big tech companies are executing a big purge of conservative users after banning President Donald Trump from their platforms. Twitter's stock fell 12% on Monday, amounting to a $5 billion loss. Sounds like just desserts. International leaders in Germany, France, and Mexico criticized the social media ban of Trump. Joe Biden has picked at least 14 people to serve in his administration or transition team that have also worked for big tech companies. The picks included lobbyists or executives at Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Amazon. In addition, Biden has picked numerous pro-abortion advocates to lead in his administration, starting with his chief of staff pick of Ronald Klain, an outspoken proponent of abortion. Biden also chose longtime abortion advocate California Attorney General Xavier Becerra as Secretary of Health and Human Services. And just last week, Biden picked pro-abortion Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo to lead the Department of Commerce. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." A report by Pew Research found that 88% of the members of the 117th U.S. Congress identify as Christian, although 26% of the general population identify as having no religion. Only one member of Congress does so. The Congress is more heavily Protestant and Catholic than the U.S. adult population. The largest religious identity in Congress is Protestant at 55%. Nearly all non-Christian Congress members are Democrat. And finally, Operation Rescue reports that Missouri is the first state to have no operating abortion mills. The state's last abortion mill in St. Louis is still open, but Operation Rescue confirmed that abortion appointments there have been unavailable for months. The mill also stopped distributing abortion pills after refusing to comply with Missouri regulations on the drugs. Psalm 37, verses 35 and 36 says, "I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.